started pretty good yesterday against the Giants.
Here comes the 1-1. Swung on, and that's drilled high and deep. Left field. Home run, Jose Ramirez. Guardians take the early lead, 2-0.
It just didn't end well.
Here comes his pitch. Swung on, line to left, deep enough to score, you would think. Catching it is Kwan. Tagging, heading for home, Bailey. The throw's a beauty. Safe at home plate. Bailey slid under the tag of Naylor, and the Giants win it 6-5.
Tough West Coast road trip. Time to talk Guardians baseball this morning with Jim Rosenhaus. Is brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco, Center Ridge and Barton Roads, and your locally owned and operated Tuffy Auto Services Centers, Cleveland Street, Broadway in Lorain, and also Route 58 in Amherst. Good morning, Jim. How are you doing this morning?
I'm all right, Bruce. How are you?
I'm okay. Been busy out there on the West Coast, handling all the innings and taking care of just not a good road trip for us. But how do we want to dissect what's going on? We got young arms that are doing quite well. They don't want to stretch them too far into the game, so five innings or whatever, and then sometimes the bullpen, closer, things like that happen in late innings. Are we just running out of gas? What do you see on this road trip that you?
No, it's not bad. They're getting good starting pitching, but as you mentioned, the bullpen has not done the job on a consistent basis this season, and it's weird because really their bullpen ERA, and maybe this speaks to whether, you know, how important a number that is, but that's been pretty good most of the year. It's been in the upper echelon of the American League, but sometimes it's when you give up the runs. And yesterday, obviously, they let it slip away late. And the other part of it, too, is for the most part, offensively, they've been wildly inconsistent. And they scored enough runs yesterday to win, but on the road trip, offensively, it was a real struggle. So if you have two of those three things not working as well as you'd like, you come away with a frustrating road trip because certainly I'm sure they felt they should have won the three games where the other team walked it off, and that would change the road trip dramatically, but that's kind of been the season this year. I think there's so many games you can look back on and say, well, they should have won that one slipped away, and when you don't win those, they're in the predicament that they're in at the end of the season.
Right, and I even look at those numbers, you know, Class A doing well at the end with the saves, but then he has like the league-leading number of blown saves as well. So you always have those. You can play with those numbers all day long, but at least it seems to me the Guardians are in every game. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like, you know, every game seems like there's a chance.
Absolutely, and probably the tough part is, you know, there's certain years where teams win all their one-run games, or they have a ridiculously good record in one-run games. But I think for the most part, most teams, probably it's a 50-50 proposition in the one-run ball games in most years. And that's kind of where the Guardians are. They're a couple of games under 500 in one-run games, but they played a million of them. they have the second most one-run games in baseball. They're up over 50. Only the Reds have played more. And that's a hard way to go about it because you're living on the edge every night. And when things don't go just so, we see the results. And it's been frustrating. And you're right that they're in every game. So you could, I think it speaks to there's some good things happening here. But it's been, for sure, a frustrating season, and it's what did they do in the off season to make those one-run losses, one-run wins, and maybe spread things out a little bit more so next year.
You know, Bruce mentioned maybe to you and I last week about how the Guardians are near the top in hits but not in runs. Do we need a bigger bat?
Well, they don't hit home runs. They've hit the fewest home runs of any team in baseball. And it's hard because last year, while they weren't at the bottom of baseball in terms of home runs, they were near the bottom, but they scored more runs. And they're not scoring as many runs this year. They haven't done as good a job hitting with men in scoring position. But there's just no substitute for home runs sometimes. And Yeah, it's kind of interesting. I think we saw in the Angels series, you know, there's a team that hits a lot of home runs, and as many struggles as they're having, they haven't been as bad as maybe they could be because they've hit a ton of home runs and as a result have scored more runs than Cleveland has. So, you know, I'm sure they're on the search for that. You can't just change the complexion of your club and how they go about it really quick, but if they can somehow acquire a power bat next year, it would be huge. And then they do have a couple of young hitters in the minor leagues that they're very high on who have tremendous power, but there's always that adjustment period once they get to the major leagues. So to count on that, I think would not be the best way to go about it. So anyway, they would love to hit more home runs because, as you said, they're contact-wise, they're getting the base hits. But it's hard sometimes to string together four and five base hits to have a big inning when with one swing you can change the complexion of the game.
You know, with 7.5 back to the Twins, we're just kind of like sort of playing out the month of September, but these teams were playing at home. All these other teams have these, you know, they're playing for playoff spots, the Rangers, the Reds, the Orioles. How tough is that going to be for us? Are we just going to play spoilers, or is it just going to also show a good test of the games because those teams are going to really want it?
Well, I think it's good because, you know, regardless of where Cleveland is, and look, mathematically, they're not eliminated yet, but realistically, you know, it would take a miracle at this point. But I think it's good to play good teams because you still have players who are trying to get some things done and make an impression on whatever is happening in terms of the manager for next year, but certainly the front office. You know, this is their opportunity to show that they can play. And the young starters, looks like we're going to see it through to the end with Gavin Williams and Tanner Bibee and Logan Allen. And then you'll get Shane Bieber and Tristan McKenzie. Looks like they're on the way back where they would make at least one start between now and the end of the season. I don't know if there's time for them to make any more. But so there's a lot of things that you can look at, and why not play some of the best teams in baseball. I think that's good for them.
Right. Well, this is me being sarcastic. What's the over-under for the home runs with Luis Giolito coming up on Friday?
Oh, come on now, Bruce.
I had to laugh a little, but we hope.
He's had a hard time.
I know, but we hope maybe he can, you know, show him what he really has, but that'll come up. He's the scheduled opening starter for the three-game series. Quick homestand and then back on the road, so don't unpack. That's my advice to
you. No, I just kind of turn the suitcase upside down and hope that works.
Shake it out, throw a little bit of that Febreze in there, and you're good to go, Jim. And thanks. All right, Jim. We'll talk again next week. Appreciate your time this morning. Thanks.
You got it, guys. See ya.
Jim Rosenhaus joining us this morning talking Guardians baseball here on WEOL. It's brought to you by your North Ridgeville Convenience Sunoco and your Tuffy Auto Service Center here at WEOL.